Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Guys, we're going to talk about a spooky case today. Actually, I just have a quick little hair fact for this one today. Our spooky hair fact for today, you get goosebumps because each muscle for each hair strand contracts, causing the hair to rise.
Is that why it feels like hair grows after you get it? Huh. Interesting.
So, to everyone out there, that's what goosebumps are. I hear some people say goose pimples, but
I hate that.
I hate that word so much.
They're
goosebumps. So a lot of people from Chattanooga have heard of the Reed House Hotel. And I was really, really excited to share this one because I am personally obsessed with the Reed House. The Reed House is actually the oldest continually ran operational hotel in the South.
Wow, that's something to be said.
Right, that's pretty awesome.
That's weird. That's cool.
It actually started out as the Crutchfield Inn. In 1847, The Crutchfield, I can't do that.
You can't roll your R's?
No.
All right.
Well, yeah.
You think you know somebody, you know what I'm saying?
I hardly made it through Spanish class. It was a very difficult process for me. But in 1847, the Crutchfield family bought this property and they built a lodging house that was 4 stories tall. And
that's big.
That is big, especially for them. And the railroad was coming through. So that's the whole reason that they did that.
Oh.
And Thomas Crutchfield actually later became the mayor of Chattanooga.
Chattanooga Choo Choo Railroad. Hey.
Right. The property was converted into a makeshift hospital for soldiers during the Civil War. Because Chattanooga was a huge back then. So for both Union and Confederate soldiers, it was a hospital for them. And
there were several battles in and around Chattanooga. So,
well, actually, September 20th of 1863, they accommodated 500 soldiers all in one day. And that was the last day of the Battle of Chickamauga. And it was one of the bloodiest battles in the Civil War.
And it's close. It's very close to Chattanooga.
In early 1867, the lobby flooded because the river is right there, and it actually rose 57 feet.
Wow.
Right.
That's a lot.
Oh, gosh, yes. And then the Crutchfields just couldn't get a break because it burned down. So they were just like, forget it. We're not rebuilding this.
Right.
That's fine. In 1871, a doctor named John T. Reed and his son Samuel, they found it, and they were like, all right, we're going to build a hotel here. The Reed House opened on New Year's Day in 1872. Just a few years later, it flooded again.
But what? Y'all gonna have to move this.
They said it was only 4 feet this time, but they said that it was like a rapid current of water that was like moving through the hotel.
Wow.
In 1875, it served as a hospital for those suffering from yellow fever.
Oh, that's not.
I actually one day will do an episode on some spooky yellow fever places in Chattanooga, because that's something a lot of people don't realize. Where I've been on literally like 10 Chattanooga ghost tours, there are so many places in Chattanooga that was badly affected by yellow fever. So that'll be a really cool like history deep dive to get in for an episode one day.
Yeah.
And there's a murder connected to it. There's all kinds of stuff.
Well, now I'm going to have to go up to the cemetery and look and see who all died in 1875.
Right.
The yellow fever.
Obviously, this hotel has just had a horrific past. There's been suicides. There's been all these deaths. There's all kinds of stuff. One of the huge ghost stories that you hear about the Reed House Hotel is in the basement, you will see disembodied body parts floating around in the air like they're floating in water.
So like if they like the basement was probably the morgue.
Exactly that. When in the Civil War, the basement was the morgue, and it was like even kind of flooding then because, I mean, they built this right on the water.
Well, and it's the 1800s.
Like, right.
They're not going to be able to seal it.
So technically, I guess those bodies would be Civil War bodies kind of floating around. And not just that.
Well, and I mean, you got a leg shot off, an arm shot off. You had to amputate it back then. That was some gruesome work.
Well, that was another thing, too, that people say is this was a hospital back then. So it's nothing to see a ghost that's like missing an appendage in a Civil War uniform on either side of this like dying man. Because think of how many people they saw 500 people in one day.
Shoo.
Think of how many people would have lived through that day back then, you know?
Right.
Very, very haunted already. And the Silver Ballroom is actually especially haunted. They say that you can see John Reed in there, and that if you look in the mirror, sometimes he'll be looking back at you.
Ooh.
But the biggest story that you hear about the Reed House is room 311. And I actually have a picture of Yuri outside of this room with orbs in it.
Oh, let me see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, we're back. I had to show Randa the picture of Yuri, and I will put that on the Instagram because it's spooky. And it was spooky season, too, so it was perfect.
Yeah, and there's a weird mist in one half of this photo. Yeah, that's a weird one.
That's
I would
weird.
Like somebody with more psychic abilities than me to look at it.
Oh, yeah. This is about room 311. And you can actually stay in room 311 now.
Oh, we need a girl sleeper.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's booked out for Halloween for like years and years and years. But you can stay in this room. And this room has been remodeled back to the 1920s. The whole room, it has a closet bathtub.
You need to stay on an equinox. That's what
that would be really cool. That would be so cool. During reconstruction of the hotel in 1926, they kind of did like this big remodel.
Well, in Art Deco, the Roaring Twenties.
Right. And you've got to think, this building was starting to get really old by then. So it probably just needed like updates and stuff.
Yeah.
Many believe that room 311 is haunted by the ghost of Annalisa Netherly.
What a name.
There are many, many different stories as to what happened to Annalisa. Some stories claim that she was a prostitute who was brought in by a Confederate soldier who beheaded her and left her in the bathtub.
Oh.
Some claim that she had came to the hotel with her lover and her husband had came in and found her and killed her in the bathtub.
She died in that bathtub, though.
Another one is that her lover left her and she committed suicide in the bathtub. So all of the stories go back to the bathtub. People report in room 311 weird noises, running water, shadowy figures. And the particular dislike of men, especially men who smoke. She's been seen roaming the hotel, and she's described wearing a white dress. Whenever you start looking into the documentation of like sightings, a lot of people say she was pregnant. When she died, she would have been in her 20s, and maybe she wanted to have children. So her ghost was thinking that maybe it's a whole nother ghost. Who knows? But one thing that everybody agrees on is that you can tell her hair was supposed to be in that 1920s polished bun, but it's all tousled around and messed up. We can only assume from being murdered in the bathtub. But that's not the only crazy story about room 311. Al Capone, the famous Prohibition era gangster, stayed in room 311 waiting for his federal trial in 1931. Security bars were placed on the windows, and they were not removed until the 2004 renovation.
Why would you take them off?
I don't know, but they did.
I wonder if they're in a museum around Chattanooga.
Surely, or some collector has to have their hands on those. I don't think they just tossed them. Surely not.
There's no way.
What happened to the bars?
Where are the bars? I need to know the bars.
But that is the room 311.
Hashtag, where are the bars?
Okay, where are the bars? Yeah, the Reed House is cool.
If you guys know what happened to the bars, please tell us.
Yes, we want to know what happened to the bars.
Chattanooga Historical Society, where are they?
Where are they? In the earliest days of Chattanooga, the bluff that the Hunter Museum sits on now was actually huge to the Cherokee tribe. And it was the highest point along the Tennessee River, so they believed that it was the home to their sacred, mythical hawk. I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't want to butcher it. In the 1800s, obviously, there was the Trail of Tears. There was the displacement. 1854, they put an iron smelting plant on it, which is, I guess, to them more important than the sacred land of the Cherokees. So that's already real bad to do.
10-10, don't recommend.
Right. This is already bad for this property. The Union and the Confederate forces used the bluff as a lookout and sat empty for a long time. This story takes place in the back corner of the Hunter Museum's lot.
Now, listen, if you've ever been up here, it is. It's on top of a big, huge bluff, and there's this big, huge home up there, and then there's a whole sculpture garden out front. But if you go through the museum, you can end up outside on like a terrace or like a
patio. Yeah.
But it overlooks the river. It's beautiful.
In the back corner of this lot that the Hunter today sits on, there was a little tenant house. And in 1915, a lady named Augusta Hoffman lived with her sister. It was called Number 15 Bluff View. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Augusta Hoffman was a pathetic old woman living as a boarder with her sister Nancy Bennett and her nephew William.
Oh my.
Yes, very rude. And she had a little bit of property in Knoxville, but she didn't make enough money to be like self-sufficient to have it. So she lived with her sister. But she did some needlepoint for a local dressmaker, and she would make dresses for the lady who lived in the tenant house next door. One day in 1915, she just disappeared. No one ever called the police. And the Bennetts that she lived with just claimed that she had married a man, just moved to Knoxville. She left her home. She said she was going to marry this man named Brown. She was real secretive. She just left.
Huh.
And they actually said for 2 years that they got letters from her. They came from Washington, New York, Cleveland, Santa Cruz, California, all over. But they were all signed by Augusta's husband and always mentioned Augusta, but never from Augusta. This happened until 1916 when the sister died. Letters stopped coming. Well, in 1924, they decided that they were going to rip up the floorboards to Number 15 Bluff View and redo them. Well, one worker's hammer came back up with a chunk of bone.
Oh, found her.
There was a shallow grave and there was a skeleton, and it said that only its clothes and shoes were left.
Oh, my.
There was also a pair of spectacles and false teeth grinning eerily from the skull, as the newspaper reports. So obviously, homicide investigators came in. The witnesses were like, "Nee, that's Augusta."
Yeah.
Even the dressmaker was like, "Yeah, she up and left without her last paycheck, so I don't know whatever happened to her." And her dentist in Knoxville was like, "Yep, those are the teeth I made for just like a year before."
Oh, wow.
The skeleton appeared to have been burned with acid, for the hair was gone and the clothes destroyed.
Well, in the smell.
And these people like still lived there because the sister didn't even die until a year after she went missing. So, I mean, they were still living there.
Yeah, the smell is what I'm like, what?
So finally, the police lured the Bennetts back and were like, "Hey, let's just talk about what was going on." And they were like, "Hey, we have looked at every wedding registry between here and Washington, D.C., and there wasn't one."
Yeah.
But they couldn't ever prove anything until 1970, when they decided to tear the home down for museum expansion. When they tore it down, they started noticing that a woman was wandering the halls at night looking at the artwork in the Hunter. The way that they knew that this was Miss Augusta was, as she starts to disappear and fade away, her head is bashed in.
So who killed this woman?
Her sister and her nephew, I guess.
Why?
Maybe she got social security checks. Maybe they were just tired of looking at her face. I don't know. She appears in photos, too, and they say that she will bring strange odors with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's mad.
Big mad.
I guess if you're going to haunt something, I'd prefer to haunt an art museum than nothing else.
Art museum with a beautiful view.
Right. So that's a fun, creepy story about the Hunter Museum. She didn't die in the Hunter, but she died on the property.
On the ground.
Yeah. So go to a Chattanooga haunted tour. There's all kinds of awesome ones. And if you know any cool Chattanooga haunted stories, send them to us.
Colorado.
Thanks, guys.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.